The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tastamach Beis. Tomorrow over here on the Beis says that Chananim and Chachinoi have a called the Lidei Rav. That Chananim and Chachinoi was going to learn yeshiva b'shalhi hilulei Hirshim ben Yechoi. During the Shivis Mi'a Mishta, after Hirshim ben Yechoi got married, Amar Lei Hirshim ben Yechoi asked Chananim and Chachinoi, Yaakov, you should wait for me, had Asi Badzachol, we'll be able to go to learn together. And the Gemara says, Lo Yaakov Lei, that he didn't wait for him, and he went to learn on his own. Originally on his own, the Medrash says that they went. Eventually, he went together, and they went to learn together. But originally, when Chananim and Chachinoi left, he left on his own. He did not wait for Rav Shimon Yechoi. Why did Rav Shimon Yechoi not go with him? So we find that the Aderes in the Kuntres Yagdil Torah brings this Gemara, and he says from this Gemara, you see that we find there's a mitzvah, that the old Rishonim count as a mitzvah, the Rambam, in Aseh Reishu Dalet, the Chinuch in the mitzvah Tov Kuf Hebeiz, said there's a mitzvah, Aseh Min HaTorah, V'Sameach Ishtoi, to make one's wife happy, B'Shana Rishonim, the first year after they're married, and the Pasuk, they bring the Pasuk, it says, Noki Yil HaVeisai, when somebody gets married, Noki Yil first year, Noki Yil HaVeisai Shana Echos, he has to be Noki, he has to be separated, he stays in house for 1 year. V'simach es ishtei shalokach. And the pasuk says that he's supposed to be msameach his wife. So we find that there is a machlokes rishonim how to understand this mitzvah. They simply put the pasuk shat in the mitzvah. The pasuk itself is said in the parasha of people who are yoytzim Muhammad, people who go out to fight in Muhammad. And it says that everybody has to go fight a Muhammad when Klal Yisrael goes out to war. And there are certain exceptions. And one of the exceptions is somebody who has just gotten married, he is not obligated to go fight Muhammad. And in that, the Pasuk says that he stays home. Until when does he have this patur that he does not have the obligation to go to Muhammad? The Pasuk says he is patur up until 1 year. And in fact, that the Rambam and the Chinuch bring down the mitzvah. They say the mitzvah is that somebody is potter from going out to Muhammad for the first year after he is married. However, the Chinuch adds that even though the Iker mitzvah is only noig, is not a bias, is not that Klal Yisrael went out to Muhammad, still he says this mitzvah applies even b'zman hazeh. And he says the oiver al zeh, somebody who is oiver even b'zman hazeh, pirush mimeno teich shana lamin zulos yomim rabim. Not clear exactly how many days that means. It says Yomim Rabim, for a short time it would seem that would be mutter, but if someone is separated from his wife for many days, the halacha is, says the Chinuch, that he's mevatel mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, he's mevatel this mitzvah. So the Chinuch says clearly that the mitzvah saseh of simech es ishtoi applies even bizman hazeh. The Radvaz in Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Lamed Ches says clearly, he quotes the Rambam, and he says it's clear from the Rambam that this mitzvah only applies to somebody who is departed from going to Muhammad, and this mitzvah does not apply to Zman Hazeh, and therefore, Zman Hazeh, this whole inyan, would not apply. Now, Halacha L'maisa, the Chochmas Adam, Taka brings down the Chinuch in Klal Kuf Chav Tes, Chochm Sodom is in Oisi Tes, the Chochm Sodom Taka Paskins, that the Chumrah. And over there in the Bina Sodom, he Taka brings the Radaz, he says the Radaz is Taka Mekel, but he Paskins that she go the Chumrah. However, the Chochm Sodom does say that it's a mitzvah, the person should stay home after the first year after he gets married, that mitzvah is only if his wife is not Meichel. Says Chachmas Adam, if she will be Meichelim, her Mechila helps, and then he can travel and leave for an extended period of time. Now Chachmas Adam doesn't say where he gets this from. However, if you look in the Chinuch, the chinuch himself brings a machlokes rishonim regarding this halacha. He says, the chinuch says that when he says somebody is over, even the zman hazeh, he says this mitzvah is over. Even afil b'mechilos abitul ha-seizeh. And then afterwards he says, at the end he says, yeshoimim, there are some days who say she'mechilos ha-mutter, that if she's meichulim, it's takal mutter, and therefore in such a case, he would be allowed to leave even for an extended period of time. So it's interesting, Chacham Sadan doesn't bring that this shiloh, the maisa, the chinuch seems to imply that he's more noted towards the shita that holds that mechila does not work. It only brings this as a yeshomer that mechila does work. However, the Chacham Sadan doesn't bring the chinuch, says he paskins that her mechila will help. Now, getting back to our Gemara, the Adara says that this Gemara, the fact that Shimon Yechai did not want to leave immediately following his Sheva Brachos, and he wanted Hanani and Chachinoi to wait with him, says the Adaris, from here you would see, seem to be a raya this mitzvah of Simchas Ishtar would apply even to Zman Hazeh, and even Shloim Zman Beis Hamikdash. Shimon Yechai, which is after the Beis Hamikdash, and obviously they weren't signing any mechamas at that time, the halacha would be that it would still be a mitzvah, and therefore he would stay. However, then we have a slight problem that there is himself, Bavarns, that the chinuch himself says that this, that a person is obligated to stay with his wife for a year, is only is that he's not supposed to leave for a dvar shus. However, if he's right, so lots of bar mitzvah, if he's going for a mitzvah, then it would be mutter, and it would not even require her mechila. So that there it says, l'chayra, if he's yoytza luma taira, l'chayra, he should be considered a bar mitzvah. If we consider a bar mitzvah, then we would say it would be mutter. So we have a kasha, why would a Shimon Yechai have to wait? And then this is, we could ask another question. If you hold like the sheetahs that hold that the mechila is taka mutter, so then why don't we say that Rebbe Shimon Yechai's wife would be Michael? Why wouldn't she be Michael? Shimon Yechai's wife. We have all these cases of Gemara that the wives are Michael, their husbands to go learn. And in such a case, why would he have to wait? Why would he have to wait to complete the year? In such a situation, why wouldn't we say that she would be Michael? In fact, this shiloh, whether the wife could be Meichel or can't be Meichel, the Michas Chinuch says he doesn't know where the Chinuch is in fact coming from. He doesn't understand what exactly the Slachoikis is. It's not clear. Not Mitzayin, where these 2 days came from, whether Mechila works or Mechila doesn't work. We might possibly try to explain and elaborate on how we could understand this mitzvah. If you take a look at the Rishonim, the Chinuch brings this, the pasuk that says that a person is mitzvah not to leave his wife in the first year that they're married. He says the pasuk is nokiyil leveso ishana echas simichas ishtoi. Now there's two parts to the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk says nokiyil leveso, which means he's supposed to stay in his house. He's not supposed to leave his house. And then the end of the pasuk says the simich is ishtoi. The halacha is that afterwards. The end of the pasuk says that a person, he's not supposed to stay in his house. And I told his wife, Baruch, he's supposed to stay in his house for the purpose of the simach es ishtoi. He's supposed to be mesameach his wife. However, the chinuch would imply that the mitzvah is not just the simach es ishtoi. The mitzvah is primarily noki yilavesi, this is that he should stay in his house and he should not leave. Now, if we say that the ikar mitzvah is the end of the pasuk, the simach es ishtoi, so then the mitzvah would be the kumla asay that a person is mechuyif to go mesameach his ishtoi. Now, obviously, if she doesn't want it, he will not have that mitzvah, and then I would understand why her mechila would work. However, if I understand the pasuk that the fash pshat in the pasuk that the mitzvah is really the beginning of the pasuk, nafi yila veisoi, so the mitzvah is he should stay home. Now, the reason for the mitzvah is the simach his ishtoi, yishmim sameach his ishtoi. But even if he's not mesameach his ishtoi, the pasuk says unequivocally he should stay home. If the pasuk is saying he should stay home, if we were hold like Rav Shimon would dash in time of the kroy, so the time of the kroy would say that the simach his ishtoi, the whole purpose of staying home would be to mesameach his wife. So if she doesn't want, or if she's not around, then he would be able to leave. He wouldn't have this mitzvah. But we don't pass them like Reb Shimon. We pass them like the Chacham who disagrees with Reb Shimon and say that we don't dash in time of the crop. So the pasuk, the mitzvah is Nakiya Levesa. The pasuk, the mitzvah is he should stay home. And therefore the Chinuch says it does not make a difference if he is Meich or if he's not Meich. It's interesting to note that the Smack, which is one of the Rishonim, who also counted has a list of the mitzvahs. It's interesting, the Smack is the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. He only counts mitzvahs that are Noig Zmanazeh. He doesn't count all 613 mitzvahs. Al Kaponim, the Smack in Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei says he counts this mitzvah, Sameich Es Ishtoi. So we see first of all, we see clearly the Smack holds that the mitzvah of Shana Rishonah is Min HaTorah, even Zmanazeh. And even more interesting, the Smack says that the mitzvah is the pasuk that we see this mitzvah is the Simech Es Ishtoi Shalokach. He only brings the second half of the pasuk, and he explains that the mitzvah is that a person is mechuyev to be misameich his wife bepoil. He's mechuyev to do actions to be misameich his wife, and therefore the Smack understands that the mitzvah over here, the pasuk over here, is commanding the mitzvah of oino, the entire sugya of the Gemara over here in Ksuvah. So the Gemara says that there's a chiyuv, and a husband is mechuyev to his wife to misameich her, tash shamita, the chiyuv oino, at certain times. Though, so the Smack says that the makar for this chiyuv is this pasuk, the pasuk v'simach es ishtei asher lakach. Now, besides this pasuk, there is a lav. It says she'eru ksusa v'aynos lo yigra. So the other Rishonim who disagree with this Smack, they don't agree with this chat. Akoponim, there is a mitzvah in Atayr, not a mitzvah asay, where it's learned that from the pasuk of v'aynos lo yigra. Akoponim, the Smack learns that the simach es ishtei is a mitzvah to be misameach his wife bepoil al yidei oino. And you see that the Smack understood that the mitzvah is not just to stay home for a specific period of time. The mitzvah is, the actual tzivui is the mitzvah of the simach es ishtei. And understandably, the Smack would be the shita that the chinuch is meramis to, that the chinuch says that mechila would work, because since the mitzvah is the simach es ishtei, therefore I would understand why mechila, why if she's meichel, it would take away the chiyuv. We could also understand the shiloh, this issue whether the mitzvah of Shon Rishonah would apply even Bizman Hazeh. Well, l'chayr, it depends on what the Iker mitzvah is, because the context of the pasuk is in the rest of the parish of Naki Yilavesa is that a person should stay home. Why should he stay home? Because he doesn't have a mitzvah to go to Muhammad, right? So if that's the Iker mitzvah, so then I could understand why these Rishonim say that the mitzvah is only applies to Bizman, that it was Muhammad, that he should stay home, he shouldn't be Oisik in Muhammad. But that Bizman is there, this mitzvah should apply, I don't necessarily see that that's true. But if I say the Iker mitzvah is the end of the pasuk, the Simach is Ishtar, that Shalokach, that the Iker mitzvah is, he should be Mstamech his wife, so then we see from there that the mitzvah would apply equally Bizman HaBayit and Bizman HaZeh. True, there are different Taitzoi, the different Afkeminis that come out from the mitzvah, but in any event, the mitzvah of Simchas Ishtoi is equal to Zman HaBayit and Zman HaZeh. So there would be no Svarah to differentiate and say, no reason to say that the mitzvah would only apply to Zman HaBayit and not apply to Zman HaZeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.